pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with greetings from Red Foley and the entire company. But first tonight, we want you to meet the only man in radio who thinks a boycott is a little boy's bed, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Dell, your questions are about as subtle as a kick in the pants.
Well, speaking of a kick in the pants, what's that footprint doing in the seat of your pants?
Where?
Turn around and look.
Not me. I can't stand the glare. Besides, you can't play any April Fool gags on me.
Hello, Maxwell Stroud.
Maxwell Stroud? Hey, microphone, aren't you mistaking me for Jack Benny?
Skelton, nobody will ever mistake you for Jack Benny. Hey, didn't I see you sitting in one of those sidewalk cafes today?
You saw me sitting in a chair on the street, but that wasn't a sidewalk cafe. That was my furniture. The landlord invited me out in such a way I just couldn't refuse. I'd have paid my rent, but I had to have the money to get to the New York World's Fair. You know what a World's Fair is? That's Coney Island with a Harvard accent. I drove up. Boy, was the highway crowded. No kidding. I ran out of gas just outside of Cincinnati, and I didn't know it until I reached New York. I went up there for a rest. I met a beautiful blonde. You can imagine the rest. I stopped at a hotel close to the fairgrounds. A lot of performers stayed. I had to share my room with a trained seal. It kept me awake all night. Every time he applauded, I got up and took a bow. There's a midget lived right next door to me. He's going to be in Billy Rose's water carnival, and he rehearsed all night long. The seal would throw pennies in the goldfish bowl, and the midget would dive in after them. Phil Davis, our Argus leader, he got a job at Billy Rose's water carnival. They're going to bill him as the Big Dipper. The next day, I went over to the World's Fair. I carried a harpoon along with me. Somebody told me it was going to be a whaling exposition. Bad, huh? You know who Grover Whalen is? That's the fellow who went to the San Francisco World's Fair and threw ice cubes out the window to make people think it was hailing in California. Well, but the fair's really going to be beautiful, though. A lot of the buildings aren't finished yet. Everybody is busy hammering and sawing and boring holes. They've even equipped the termites with corkscrews to rush things along. But what beautiful buildings. The Art and Science Building, a large map of Europe. I don't know how correct it is. It's one of those old-fashioned ones. They only painted it yesterday. They're a lot better at rehearsal. Oh, they have a giant roller coaster. I'm telling you that it's marvelous. It's full of those breathtaking loops and sharp turns and steep climbs and dizzy dips. I spent the whole afternoon getting used to it. Gee, I'm glad it wasn't moving. They've got a big sign as you get on the roller coaster. It says, play safe. Check your stomachs here. I think I'll check myself here and have Phil Davis and the boys to play. I got to get some shut-eye. Go ahead, Phil. Bank it in the side pocket.
Thank you. hiya, Peter Grant. Hiya, fella.
Hiya.
Hey, can I speak to you a minute privately, Red?
Sure. What's the matter? Say, you look kind of shy and embarrassed.
It's about my girl, Red.
Ah, Pete. Yeah.
I wrote her some poetry. Want to hear it?
Well, sure, Pete. If you're in the Kipling mood, go ahead and kipple.
Her name's Madeline, Red. Here goes.
Oh.
Your eyes are bright like the stars above. I adore you, my very own Madeline. Each time that we meet, I fall deeper in love. Pardon me while I light an Avalon.
Say, that last line was a stroke of sheer genius.
Yeah, I'm kind of proud of it myself, Red. Second verse. For Avalon cigarettes are real value. No, and they're so smooth, so mild, and so fine. And you'd never guess that they cost you less. Oh, darling, will you be mine?
Yeah. Oh, you just can't lose, Peter. Either she'll accept you or buy a carton of Avalon. Of course, you haven't said anything about Avalon's being 100% union made. And a perfect blend of the choice domestic and Turkish tobaccos.
That ain't the way I heard that commercial, Red Lom.
And you haven't said a thing about them being 3 to 5 cents less than per pack than other popular price brands.
You don't have to say that. Everybody knows it.
Sure, but you probably overlook it anyway.
I hope so, Red. I guess something sort of come over me, Red. But here's the last verse.
Yeah.
So together, we three, Avalons, you and me, we'll travel life's highway, my Madeline. And when we hear a bell, we'll gleefully yell, don't forget your change. After all, Red, you know, I work for Avalon.
Say, Pete, are you quite sure your girl will appreciate this poetry as much as we do?
She should, Red. She's the sponsor.
You picky little dickens, you. Boy, if you had a pair of hairy ears, I'd swear you were a fox.
All right for you, Red Scout. So long.
Here he is, folks, the singing star of Avalon Time, Red Foley.
Thank you. Thank you, Del, and howdy, folks. I guess all I got to tell you about my first song tonight is its title, and I'm sure most of you know, On the Sunny Side of the Rockies. I hope I do. On the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea, there I felt my love near the Rockies when we said goodbye tenderly. Though mountains are high and we're far apart, in my dreams I'm with my sweetheart on the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea. On the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea. Thank you.
Bob Strong says when he isn't making musical arrangements for Avalon Time, he's making telephone arrangements for his honey's loving arms. Very nice arrangement, Bob.
That's real music there, Phil. Okay, I thought maybe you'd trick me up tonight, being it's the old April Fool's Day. These guys, oh, they play tricks on me all day. Phil did a trick on me. He gave me a cigar that wasn't loaded. Oh, but what tricks this band's been playing. I understand that the Chamber of Commerce had to send for 3 shiploads of sailors to help untie the streets. Keep ahead of these guys. I've sure been a busy man.
You were right the first time, Mr. Skelton.
Oh, hello, Miss Stillwell.
Say, I was over at your house today, but yes? You wouldn't answer the door.
Well, maybe I wasn't home.
You were home. I saw your shirt hanging on the clothesline.
Say, you know what today is?
Sure. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday. It's April Fool's Day.
Well, what's the difference?
Listen, I'm going out and get in the spirit of the thing. Let's do something foolish.
How about paying me my salary?
I won't do anything that foolish. Besides, I paid you yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And the check just came back, marked NSB.
You mean NSF, not sufficient funds.
I mean NSB, no such bank.
That's funny, I made a deposit with a banker at a roulette table. Say, come on, let's play some tricks on people, huh?
Oh, no.
Ah, come on. You've been saying no all day.
Yeah? And it's a good thing I didn't meet Errol Flynn.
Well, everybody's been playing tricks on me. I'm going to play a trick on somebody else. This morning when I got out of bed, I started unwrapping a big baggie.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I was in it. I've been pretty careful, though. Del King thought I fell for one of his tricks. He had a loose red string hanging out of his coat.
Did you pull it?
I pulled string for about 20 minutes. Here he comes now.
Hello, Red. Hello, Miss Stillwell.
Hiya, Dale. How's tricks?
Okay, I guess. Red, you won't believe this, but while I had my back turned, some dirty thief stole my red flannel underwear.
All of it?
Everything but the zipper.
Oh, hello, Mr. Skelton.
Well, Hercules, you got enough dandruff on your collar to rid of you gutless. What's the matter with you? You look mad enough to snap your fingers. What'd somebody do, play an April Fool's trick on you?
Well, in a way, they did. I saw a hat laying in the gutter, and I kicked it. And what do you think was in it?
What?
My uncle.
What was the matter with him?
Oh, nothing. He's just lazy. Every night he comes home dead lazy. And not only that, I was insulted on the streetcar.
What happened? Did the conductor slap your transfer instead of punching it?
Oh, heavens, no. He kept glaring at me as if though I hadn't paid my fare. Oh, yeah. And I kept glaring right back as if though I had.
smart move, Hercules.
Well, I came down to see if you could use me on the program tonight.
Not tonight, Hercules.
Oh, well, then, I'll be on my way. You see, I have to dash home and rinse out a few things.
I'm surprised that guy didn't try to play an April Fool trick on me. I've been pretty smart, though, today. Nobody's got me.
Hey, Mr. Skelton, what's that sign over there?
Oh, that's a motto. A fellow stole it from me down the street.
A motto?
Yeah.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah, it's cute, ain't it? I'm going to take it home.
Take it home? Yes. Well, that says, "Ici en Carl Francais."
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Yeah, but that means French is spoken here.
It does. Why, that guy told me that was Spanish for bless our happy home.
Oh, here comes that guy with amnesia.
Skelton, I believe.
Who are you this week?
My name is Stein.
Stein, huh? You look like an old mug to me.
And this is your secretary, I believe. Why, you're beautiful. Where did you get those eyes?
They came with the body.
Mr. Skelton,
yeah.
I'm afraid you've lost your sponsor.
Ah, go on.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Ah, I lost my... You kidding?
No.
Well,
Mr. Skelton, he was on a ship that foundered off the Hawaiian Islands.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Uh-oh, if that ship sinks, we're sunk. Quick, send out an S.O.S.
It's not your place to send out an S.O.S. Don't you know what S.O.S. means?
Sure, save our sponsor. We'll send out an S.O.S. or we'll all be on W.P.A.
Wait a minute. You better check on that. Call the newspaper office.
Okay, give me the telephone. Hello, operator. Give me a newspaper.
This is a telephone exchange, not a newsstand.
Yeah. I want the newspaper office. Get me the express.
Sorry, the expresses aren't running. I'll get you a local.
Yeah. Never mind. Give me the weekly rant.
Your audience will give you that, Mr. Skelton.
Say, what do you think I am, a sap?
I'll give you information.
Well, connect me with a newspaper office, any newspaper.
I'll give you the Daily Double.
Yeah, okay.
City Desk, Daily Double.
Have you any news of a ship that's in distress off of Hawaii?
Off where?
Hawaii.
Even I wouldn't try to make a gag out of that.
Listen, I'm trying to find out about a ship that's lost.
Well, why don't you take care of your trinkets?
It ain't my ship. It's a steamship. It's lost. It's foundered.
I'll give you the lost and foundered department.
Yeah.
Classified as.
Look, I'm trying to locate a ship. It's lost.
60 cents a line for one insertion.
Yeah. Oh. Listen, lady, I've got high blood pressure.
I'll connect you with the circulation department.
Look.
Circulation department.
Listen, a boat is off of Honolulu. I've been trying to...
Honolulu.
Lulu.
Lulu ain't here. She got married and went out of circulation.
Yeah. Look, our sponsor's on a boat that's going to sink.
Going to what?
Sink.
Your program?
No, the boat.
Well, confidentially, so do you. Goodbye.
Not there. Too soon. Hey, wait, the guy hung up. Now what are we going to do?
Mr. Skelton, I just happened to think...
Well, this is no time to start bragging.
But I just recalled that it wasn't your sponsor. It wasn't a steamship. It was a sailboat, and it wasn't off the Hawaiian Islands. It was off Long Island.
Yeah.
And it wasn't floundering. They were fishing for flounder.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I see. A little April Fool gag, eh? Yeah.
Oh, very good, very good.
Well, Mr. Stillwell, cancel that S.O.S. and hang an S.R.O. sign on that guy.
Yeah. S.R.O.? That means standing room only.
Yeah, and I'm going to knock you down and step all over you right now.
Jeanette with a musical warning for all you boys and gals who don't want the tables turned. I cried for you.
I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning. That's one thing you're learning. I I found two eyes just a little bit bluer. I found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Friends, are you one of those people who says it can't be done? Who says a cigarette that sells for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands can't be top quality? Well, let me ask you one question. Why can't it be done? Prices on practically all other commodities have been reduced and quality still maintained. Why can't it be done in a cigarette? Well, friends, it can and is being done in Avalon cigarettes. Now, we have volumes of facts and figures that would prove to you Avalon's are highest quality. 100% union made from the choicest of Turkish and domestic tobaccos and blended with a skill that cannot be surpassed. But there's a faster and better way to prove the point. Buy a pack of Avalon's yourself and let your own taste prove it to you. With the very first cigarette, you'll know beyond all doubt that Avalon's positively do give you top quality for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands. Friends, why not try Avalon's tonight? You'd never guess they cost you less.
Nicely done, Peter Grant. And now here's a melody that will carry you back to memory lane. Red Foley and the Avalon Chorus sing, "Carry Me Back to Old Virginia."
Carry me back to old Virginia. There's where the cotton and the corn and taters grow. There's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime. There's where the long to go. There's where I labor so hard for old master, day after day in the fields of yellow corn. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginia, the state where I was born. Master and Mrs. have long gone before me. Soon we will meet on that bright and golden shore. There and free from all sorrow. There's where we'll meet and we'll never part no more.
Thank you. got rhythm. When you ask for Avalon cigarettes,
don't forget your change.
Yes, Avalon cigarettes, dear friends, cost several cents less than others. You too can save this difference like all of us Avalon brothers. Each pack is wrapped in cellophane, each pack is union made. No wonder folks from coast to coast say Avalon see the parade. So why not always revel on with
Yes, you'd never guess, but Avalon's cost only 10 cents plus city or state tax.
And we sincerely hope that you've enjoyed the show as much as we've enjoyed doing it for you. I'm sorry we didn't have time to turn back the pages of history, but time's a little short, so I'm afraid until next week we'll have to say so long. This is Red Skelton saying goodnight for Red Foley.
Be with us next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. Del King speaking. Good night, everybody. Avalon Time originated in the studios of the Nation Station and has reached you through the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.